Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Well, there was enough support stemming from the cattle on feed report in order to interest traders in stepping back into the market on the long side. However, buying interest may be tentative, with traders quick to change their minds at the drop of a hat. Cattle futures have fallen substantially more than cash, and boxed beef prices would suggest. Some of the pressure has come from continued escalating grain prices. Higher feed prices may result in cattle moving quickly to the market, as feedlots will be anxious to move cattle rather than hold on to them for a bit longer in anticipation of steady to high cash. Now, hogs made a nice run despite corn moving limit up yesterday. Even though cash was a bit lower and cutouts were down, there is strong demand that needs to be filled. Packers continue to move through the countryside in search of hogs in order to keep chain speed high enough to satisfy demand. The concern over future supply and lower inventory being a concern, futures may continue to defy both higher grain prices and lower hog prices in the near term. Now, July canned city wheat's trading up about 28¾ cents early today after USDA's crop rating showed early signs of damage. Late Monday, USDA said 49% of the winter wheat crop was rated good to excellent, down from 53% the previous week. The rating for Kansas, 55%, but the ratings for Oklahoma, Texas fell by 9 and 10 points respectively. July corn's trading up 24 cents early today, but the May contract is even higher, trading up 40 cents with the expanded limit of 40 cents in effect after Monday's limit up close. May's roughly 39 cent premium over the July contract is higher than it was this time of year in 2012 and 2013 and continues to show how strong commercial demand is for tight remaining supplies of corn. July soybeans are trading up 23½ cents early today, with soybean oil locked up to its $2.50 daily limit, and July palm oil trading up 4.8%. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
June live cattle up 55 cents yesterday, 116.27. August up 110, 117.95. May feeder cattle down 40, 137.27. August up 40, 150.30. May hogs down 10 cents, 109.25. June up 112 at 106.85. Kansas City wheat, May's up 28½ cents at 701¾. And the July's up 28¼, 708¾. Chicago wheat, May up 29¼, 739. 9½. July's up 27¼ at 739½. May corn up 25 cents, 680½. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.